Special presentation.
The Shade 45 Spotlight. Putting the spotlight on new artists and music you need to know about before everybody else.
Hosted by Reef the Streets.
Exclusively on Shade 45.
Shade 45. This is the Shade 45 Spotlight with two very important, very special guests. None other than Mr. Marshall Mathers and Mr. Royce 5'9". And I am Reef.
Yes.
And you may also know me as Reef the Streets. We have Paulie clapping.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
That is a loud clap, dude.
Yeah.
Oh! Jesus. And we are here to spotlight a very important and very highly anticipated release, Bad Meets Evil, the return of Bad Meets Evil. Give it up! Give it up!
Yeah! Yeah. Guys, awesome!
Yeah! They're back. They're back, people. They have an EP. It's called Hell, and you're getting to hear it for the first time on Shade 45 with special commentary and special insight that
it's
you will not
Hell,
get.
It's called Hell, the sequel.
The sequel.
Yes. Hell.
Hell.
The sequel.
Hell.
The sequel.
Hell, the sequel. Okay, yeah.
So, gentlemen, let's get right to it. This was a surprise to a lot of people. A lot of the fans were like, oh my God, they finally did it. Let's get into the genesis of Bad Meets Evil. Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to circa, I'm going to say 1997, 98. Where did the Bad Meets Evil concept, how did that evolve? Where did that come from?
Well, let me see. Ryan and I, No, me and Royce met back in, when did we meet? 97, and he was actually opening up at, I think it was a place called the Palladium, and he was opening up for Usher. I hadn't heard or even knew about him yet, and he was opening up for Usher, and I had a booth where I was selling my tapes, the Slim Shady, the EP. Mm-hmm. And we ended up meeting later, doing a song together at a studio called Nations.
He had a line on the song that said, this is what happens when
when bad meets evil. And then I think we didn't know what to do with the song yet. We had just, we just kept it. You know, I think we just, you know, we were local artists. We wanted to do a song with each other.
You didn't even have a record deal yet.
Neither one of us had a deal. We weren't sure what was going to happen to the song, but soon after that, I linked up with Dre, went out to Cali, and I wanted to use that song, but rework it with a different beat, and probably, I think we did, I don't know if we did all new verses or all new rhymes to it, but I think we might have kept a few lines or whatever from the original version, but I wanted to use it for the Slim Shady LP.
Now, pause right there, because before... thank you. Before the Slim Shady LP actually came out, a Bad Meets Evil single did come out, circa 1998, for those that don't know.
Was that before?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a,
oh,
it was,
yeah, it was before
a piece
that.
Of, it was a piece of vinyl.
Yeah, it was a piece
company,
of vinyl.
A company called Game Records.
Shouts to Shecky Green.
Inch. So the 12-inch.
Oh, Lord.
Big 12-inch.
The 12-inch. Featured a song called Scary Movies,
which was actually the B-side, or was considered the B-side. The A-side was Nothing to Do, produced by me, goddammit.
Both songs produced by
Reef the Streets.
Yeah, so I have a lot to do with this whole Bad Meets Evil thing. So
you are the man, you are the fucking man.
I'm, you know, I try. Why don't we just go?
You're at least a woman.
Let's
at least.
Damn.
Comes full circle.
Woo! Thanks, Marshall. Let's start things off proper, like with the first recorded, released version of Bad Meets Evil as a unit together. Scary Movies, Shade 45, the Shade 45 Spotlight. We shall be right back.